Yerushalmi, Shri'if corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf, Chof Beis, the beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph at the Mishnah. Oisim betalosh besuya, avaloi b'mechubal, Tashin v'hazoyin v'dorchin v'ma'amoim, avaloi koitzin v'loi boitzin v'loi moiskin klal. The Mishnah says one may work on detached but not on attached produce in Suya. One may thresh, winnow, tread, and pile up, but one may not harvest grains, grapes, or olives. Amar Kiva, kol kishiyotze boi muta ba'aretz oisin oisoi besuya. Kiva says any work that's permitted min ha-Torah but prohibited min ha-Rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael may be done in Suya. And the Gemara says, oisin betolosh besuya v'chulei, that the Rebbe says that the Mishnah taught us that in Suya one may work on detached but not on attached produce. Amar Abo, shulai yu hochin u'mishtaken sham, the Rebbe says that the reason that attached is prohibited is to prevent the Jews of Eretz Yisrael from going there to avoid the difficulty of keeping Shemitah and then eventually settling over there. Betolosh l'ma'u muto, so why is it permitted when detached? Min god chami ravcha karev lo nafik. The answer is if they wouldn't permit it, a poor man might go to Chutzlaret and settle there, but if he can earn a small amount close by in Syria by working with detached produce, he will do so rather than go further afield. But on the other hand, there's no concern that for a small earning, he would actually settle there in Syria. Rabbi Yossi Rabun by Kaimi Rabbi Mana, Ma'u litchoin im a'akum ba'aretz. Rabbi Yossi Rabun asked Rabbi Mana, may one grind a Gentile's produce together with him in Eretz Yisrael? And Malay, so Rabbi Mana answered him, Masnisa amma shu asa, detaninan oisim betalush besuya, avala b'mechubal, haba'aretz afila betalush, ye asa. The Mishnah shows that it's prohibited because it's taught there that in Suya, where most fields belong to Gentiles, one may work on detached but not on attached produce. And this shows that in contrast, in Eretz Yisrael, working with detached produce is prohibited. An area that was conquered at the time of Joshua but not the time of Ezra, where the produce may be eaten but the land may not be worked, midrabanon, may one hire out his animal there to a person suspected in the laws of Shri'if? Rabbi Levi, Savrei, Shal, Rabbi Yitzhak, or Rabbi Imi, Vasan. Rabbi Levi, Savaria asked this question to Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Imi, and they prohibited it. Rabbi Hoshea, Yahav Lamame, Pritin, Lomishum, Dehu, Asa, Ella, Shloi, Liyached, Behemtoi, Im Ha'akum. Rabbi Hoshea paid money so that his animal wouldn't be taken for the king's work, not because one may not hire it out to an idolater lest it work the land, but rather because of the prohibition for one's animal to be alone with an idolater because they're suspected of bestiality. Uman nan kaimin, imbepeus shishis nechnesu lishvius, afile ba'aretz muta, imbepeus shvius shiyotsu lemotsu shvius, lechroish muta velikso asa. The Mishnah taught that in Suya one may work on detached but not on attached produce. What's the case? If they are 6-year fruits and he's harvesting them in shvius, even in Eretz Yisrael this may be done, since they are 6-year produce. And if they're 7th year and he's harvesting them in the 8th year, is it permitted to plough in the 8th year but not to harvest? Ela kian kaimin. The answer is it's referring to Shvi'ith fruits during Shvi'ith, which is Svi'ichim, which are things that grew naturally in Shvi'ith, may be eaten in Suya. Rabbi Chanina Azar L'Tzur V'Asala Loin Hadar Ashkaisa. Rabbi Chanina went to Sur and he prohibited them to water their fields. Shama Rabbi Yossi V'Amar V'Yeus V'Adalim V'Mechubahi. Rabbi Yossi heard this and he said that it's correct, as it isn't watering considered working on attached produce. We have a question. Didn't the Mishnah teach that one may water irrigated fields on Chol HaMoed and in Shvi'ith? So why did Rabbi Chanina simply state that it's prohibited? Rabbi Yudan says, when the Mishnah permitted watering even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only for the seeds to prevent them from becoming ruined, but not when it improves the earth. Rabbi Mana asked, if so, for the same reason, it should also be permitted to plough around the field for the furrows to fill with water. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. We come on to the next Mishnah. B'tzalim sheyordu aleim goshamim b'simchu im hayo'alim shelahem shechirim asurim hayriku hayelu mutorim. The Mishnah says if rain fell on onions and they grew, if their leaves are black, they're prohibited. If they're pale, they're permitted. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus oimer im yechodin litalesh ba'alim shelahem asurim should say k'neged ken matzis shvius mutorim. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus says if they can be plucked from the ground by their leaves, they're prohibited, and if you pluck them in shvius and then replanted them after shvius and they grew, if the leaves are black, they're permitted. And the Gemara says kinim asnisa shreirin asurin v'yirokin mutorim. Black and pale means that if they began turning black, they're prohibited. As long as they are still pale, they're permitted. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'tzal she'alkoi v'shatlo, mekeren she'hishchia, mis'ase lefi kula. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says an onion that was uprooted and tied and replanted, when its leaves are blackened, which indicates it just grew, the entire onion must be tied, since the original onion growth is now annulled to what recently grew. Rechia b'shem Rav Yochanan, mitzvah she'arku v'shatlo, mekeven she'ashrish mitzase lefi kolay. Rechia, quoting Rav Yochanan, says that an onion that was uprooted and tithed and replanted, when it's taken root, even if the leaves haven't blackened, the entire onion must be tithed. V'leishniya, the Gemara asked, ben she'arkoi b'shriyeth v'shatlo b'mitzvah shriyeth, ben she'arku b'shriyeth. The Mishnah taught that if you plucked them in shriyeth and then replanted them after shriyeth and they grew, if the leaves are black, they're permitted. If an onion grew in the 6th year, it was uprooted in the 7th year after growing slightly and was then replanted in the 8th year, we say that what grew in the 8th year annuls and permits that which grew in the 7th. Do we also say this about an onion that was planted in the 7th year and was then uprooted and replanted in the 8th year when it also grew, that it annuls and permits that which was planted and grew in the 7th year? Rabbi Zeir Amar, Mekeven Sherabba Alav, Hacheres Mutter. Rabbi Zeir says that since the permitted growth are the majority, they annul the prohibition even if it was planted in trees. Rabbi La, Rabbi Imi, Travayan, Amrin Asa. Rabbi La and Rabbi Imi both said, no, if it was planted in trees, it's prohibited. Masnisa Pliga al Rabbi Ela, Val Rabbi Emi, Tetani Zeaklal, Jai Rabbi Shimon Oime, Meshim Rabbi Shor, Kol Davashi Yeshle Matirin, Kagoin, Tevel, Amathasheni, Behektish, Behadash, Lord Nitnulahem, Prachamim Shir, Elemimbe Minoi, Behoshu, Usheinu Minoi, Bemoi Sentam. The Gemara asked a question from the Mishnah. The general rule of Rabbi Shimon in the name of Rabbi Yeshua is that anything that could be permitted, such as Tevel, by tithing it, Masasheni, by redeeming it onto coins, Hekdesh, by redeeming it onto coins, and Chadash, if permitted, after the 16th of Nisan, the Chacham didn't specify an amount that's able to annul them, so that if one of them became mixed and with something permitted of its type, the mixture is prohibited and it's not annulled in a majority, and if it mixed with another type, the mixture is prohibited if the prohibited item can be tasted. V'chol dover she'ein lematirin kagoin truma v'chala v'ola v'kilayim nitlayim b'chachomim shir min b'minoi u'shulay b'minoi b'noi sentam. And anything that can never become permitted, such as truma, chala, ola, and kilayim, the chachomim specified an amount that is able to annul with its own type, depending on the specific prohibition. For example, truma in 100, and with another type, if it's prohibited, it's prohibited if it can be tasted. Ativin ha'ei shriyis. The Gemara asked, Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon that Shriyas can never become permitted, but they also didn't specify an amount that's able to annul them. Amalehen loy imamaltem b'shriyas she'ein oiseres kolshehu ela b'biyo aval achit la'achila b'noi sentam. Rabbi Shimon answered to Chachamim that Shriyas is different, as that law that it can't be annulled only applies to biyo, which is a requirement to remove it, so that if it became mixed even with a large quantity of non-Shriyas produce, the entire mixture is going to be prohibited. But as for the requirement of eating such produce with the sanctity of Shriyas, whatever the mixture, it's only prohibited if it can be tasted. Ma'adin la Rabbi Hila Rabbi Imi. The conclusion of the question now is, how do Rabbi Hila and Rabbi Imi explain this? It's clear from Rabbi Shimon that the sanctity of Shriyas is annulled if against a majority, as long as it can't be tasted. So why would they say that if the onion grew more in the 8th year, and the growths are now the majority of the onion, that it would still be prohibited? The answer is Rabbi Shimon was referring to a mixture, but a case of growth has an extra stringency. Dam Rabbi Zeira, B'shem Rabbi Yonathan, B'tzal shel Kelei HaKerem, She'akru V'shatlu, Afilu Hoisif, Kama Asa, She'in Gidulei Issa, Marlin Issa Issa. And the proof is from Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira quoted from Rabbi Yochanan that if an onion of Kelei HaKerem, which is prohibitive, and it was planted in a vineyard, and it was uprooted and planted elsewhere and grew there, even if it grew much larger than it was originally, it's still prohibited, as the prohibited core cannot be annulled by the new growth. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Zeira, Titaninan, Gidule Truma, Gidule Gidule Hen, Chulin, Aval Tevel, Masa Rishon, Sviche Shvius, Utrumas Masa, Ramaduma, Rabikurim, Giduleim, Chulin. The Gemara asks that there's a Baisa that disagrees with Rabbi Zeira. A Mishnah says in Maseches Trumas, growths from Truma are like Truma itself, but what grows from those growths are Chulin. But if Tevel was replanted, its growths are not Tevel, meaning that until they themselves reach their own obligation in Trumas and Maisa, they may be eaten in snack form, or Masa Rishon before its Trumas Masa was taken. We planted Svichim of Shriyas, Trumas Masa, Mudum, which is a mixture of Truma and Chulin, and Bikurim, their growths are Chulin. V'tani Allah, B'medram Amurim, B'dar Shazari Kale, V'dar Shain Zari Kale, Gidule Gidulin Asurin. And the writer teaches, when is this the case, that growths of Tevel are, and those cases are Chulin? When the seed dissolves, but if it remains intact, such as in the case of an onion, the growths are also prohibited. And if so, growths from Svichim of an onion of Shriyas are not permitted. Ma'avad la Rabbi Zeira, so how can Rabbi Zeira explain this? Pata la b'kadusha shviyis b'biyo aval achila keren jerabba alav hachadash muta. The answer is the Bryce is referring to the obligation of biyo of shviyis, that growth of growth must also be removed, but after the prohibition of eating svichim, since the new growth is a majority, the onion may be eaten. Riabo al la'arbel viskabel gabi abba bar medyomin, osin shanunle be'elein butzlaya, Behoilon Hadad Rivera Mekentu Rabbi Alava Khadash Mutta Khamfan Smichim Maloy Amaloin Anila Yamati Ella Bemu Kanim. Rabbi Yavor went to Arbel and was hosted by Abba Bar Ben Yomin. They asked him about onions that grew in trees that were uprooted and replanted in the 8th year and then grew further, and he ruled, like Rabbi Zera, that since the new growth is the majority, the onion is permitted. He later saw that they were going to allow him to eat the onions. He told them that he had only permitted mukanim, which is onions that had their heads bent over before they were replanted, showing that the owner didn't wish them to grow anymore. But if not, since the owner's intent was that they would continue to grow and annul the prohibited part, they are prohibited as one may not intentionally annul Issa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Anna Yada, Roisha, Vesefa, Kadushama, Rabbi Lav, Rabbi Imi, Pligen, Shara Mine. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, I know the beginning and end of the ruling of Rabbi Abo. Originally, he ruled like Rabbi Zera, that growth of onions of Shvi'ith are permitted, since he didn't know that Rabbi Lan and Rabbi Imi disagreed with him. When he heard that they disagreed with Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Abo retracted his ruling and only permitted the onions if the owner had bent over their heads before replanting them.